Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here, and my usual stead, if you will, which is actually my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, on the air with the American Family Farmer program, starting off the program with a few, three or four items as we have time from the farm news desk. Lots of people are concerned about the costs to farm this year. There are a couple of specifics here. I noticed that there has been, by the Agricultural Bankers Association, a survey conducted, and the question was, what are you most concerned about as we go into 2023? Fair question, right? So the results of the survey show pretty strongly that the rate you pay and I pay for interest on loans, that interest rate volatility is your top concern. I don't think that this is by like two-thirds of the people who responded to this said that the percentage points from last year going up and up and up gives them cause for concern. Well, if you have if the rates are not fixed, then yeah, of course, if they're fixed, then you're okay as long as you didn't take out the loan last year. But there'll be, if I could look ahead into a crystal ball, into the farm economy, and also looking at this survey, frankly, the lenders talking about the liquidity, the farm income, liquidity of your assets, that's what liquidity refers to. There's also some concern on the lender's part about the weather. So the people who borrow are concerned about the interest rate, to be sure. The people who lend are concerned about the weather. Can't do anything about the weather, can do something about the interest rate. Let's see where this goes. I was looking at the final comment here. Many of America's farmers and ranchers experienced a strong recovery last year, driven by high commodity prices and robust sales. Looking ahead, lenders are keeping an eye on expenses, the cost of feed, fertilizer, and fuel. So from that, we go to the next item, which is a focus from various farm sources on the price of diesel and why the prices are going up. I was looking at the story of a fellow who's pretty smart. This guy's got 20,000 gallons of fuel storage on his farm in Illinois, and he had, as the season began last year, filled up his tanks, which is what most of us do. I don't have that much storage. I actually have about 4,500 gallons in storage. And I think I told you the last time I had it filled up, which was about a month and a half ago, it cost me almost $13,000. And for the same amount last year, relatively speaking, it was close to $6,000, somewhere in that vicinity. So are you doing bulk storage? If you do, according to the various interviews been conducted by the University of Illinois Agricultural Economy Department, the idea is to predict what fuel costs are and project those into the cost of what you're selling. But retail diesel prices are about a buck higher now than they were last year at this time. And that's according to any number of sources. So what's the reason? Well, Europe's tightening restrictions on Russian oil, China's decision to drop travel restrictions so that there are a lot more people in China traveling around, so they're using a lot more fuel, the threat of recession globally and here in our country also complicates what the crystal ball will tell you. But in terms of diesel fuel, I think pretty much the prices are as high, I think, they're as high as they're going to go. because the indicators, if you look at the indicators from the last week, especially the markets in Chicago, they were pretty strong. Not that that affects you. The small family farmer is not affected by what's going on in the mercantile department in Chicago, for the most part. Maybe the mid-sized farmer is. But the big problem here is refining capacity and environmental people who want to limit our ability to make the fuel that we need. So this is an environmental problem. When the contracts are trading about $75 a barrel, so the idea of refining capacities and the limitations have been put on them, and it's the fact that we're paying a dollar more a gallon than we ought to be, it's pretty easy to draw a conclusion as to what's going on. What can you do about it? I don't really know. I'm not sure there's anything you can do about it. I'm just giving you the information as it has been presented. But the prices of diesel and interest rates, there's no, maybe I shouldn't end my news with there's no news there, but I'm trying to put all the pieces together so you kind of understand what's going on. The American Family Farmer Show, continuing in a matter of moments here. Let me talk to you about your health and your well-being getting to the middle of winter. And perhaps you are now getting ready to repair equipment. Maybe you have been doing that all along. Maybe you're getting ready to plant. All of the things that bring you back to the activity zone, that's good. As you have more activity, perhaps you concentrate on how you support your body as you lose the weight, lose the inches, lose the pounds. The way to do that is to go to toploss.com and to trade. This could be on the commodities market. Trade on Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren is the number one, the most beneficial, safe, natural weight loss program that there is in our country. And by the way, now they're beginning to get noticed around the world, certainly in Canada and in Mexico. There are a lot of people who are using this product to lose weight and to keep it off. So right now, when you go to toploss.com, you can read all about the people and their success stories. You can engage a counselor so that you can get help for your well-being. The way that you use the discount now that's available to you using Doug, D-O-U-G, at toploss.com, you don't have to pay for shipping, and you get 4 months free. So check out the help that's available to you. Keep yourself healthy. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777. We'll be right back.
here on the American Family Farmer. This week we're going to talk about medicine, health, and safety for your workers. And perhaps maybe if I go down a side street here with Dr. Erica Scott, who's the deputy director of the New York Center for Agricultural Medicine and Health, we may even talk about animals, too. I have no prejudice. I want to help everybody, whether it's the humans that are taking care of the animals, or in some cases, the animals that are taking care of the humans. Although I think Dr. Scott is really all about the treatment and care for people who are injured on the farm. How do we keep that from becoming a problem? Is the problem, Dr. Scott, is it more or less serious than, let's say, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when it comes to health and safety on the farm?
Well, thanks, Doug, for having me. I would say we are getting to a place where it is safer, but there are still hazards on the farm, certainly. And we're working hard, along with our colleagues around the nation, to make sure that farming continues to get safer and safer for those that are supplying food and things for the country.
All right. So what's the number one problem? What do you find to be the most distressing part? That is, things that you look at after the fact and think, this could have been avoided.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the same problem that's been happening a long time, and we're making some inroads into that, but that would be tractor rollovers, and that's still the number one killer of farmers across the country. And as you well know, there's a lot of equipment on farms that is a little older, and farmers are awesome and talented at keeping that equipment going. So tractors from, you know, the mid-80s and before that don't have roll bars, they can contribute to overturns and crushing injuries. So we've actually done a lot of work in that area, and our research has transformed into a national ROPS rebate program that actually provides a rebate for farmers to put those roll bars on their tractors, thus, you know, essentially eliminating that hazard in combination with the seatbelt. So that's something we're working really hard on.
Well, I have all installed. I have equipment. I'm not a fan of new equipment because I don't find that the producers, especially John Deere, I always have my eye on them because they're so difficult to deal with. I don't understand farmers who've stayed loyal to them actually over the years because they're impossible to deal with, as we're seeing reflected in all of the huzzarai about right to repair and that sort of thing. That's not really what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is using some common sense, I think, as much as anything else. And if it's a family farm, how do you protect not only yourself, but the other members of your family? That would be the first place I'd go. And that's why I put rollover bars. I have Massey Ferguson's and Internationals that go back to the 1960s. And they all have rollover bars and canopies on them. First of all, to protect the driver in case of a problem like you've described, and secondly, to keep them shaded from the sun. So there's two practical reasons for doing it that way. And then you see, you know, the problem, well, maybe what we have is dealing with the cost. I've bought some of these rollover bars, and the people who sell them, whether they're new or used, are not shy in charging kind of ridiculous prices. I paid $1,200, $1,100 for a rollover thing for a Massey, which is just a, you know, basically a bent piece of solid steel.
Yeah. Well, and you bring a really good point in that, you know, common sense. And I think if the farmers have anything, it's a lot of common sense. So that cost barrier really was, from our research, what we found to be one of the biggest barriers in not installing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, having a rebate program that provides up to 70% of the cost of the roll bar, and that does include installation.
Oh, I want to know more about that. Hold on to that thought. I want to get a rebate for all the roll bars that I bought. All right, hold on a second. Dr. Erica Scott is with us, helping you out with the safety on the farm here on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here on the American Family Farmer is to help you solve your problems, whether it's coming up with ideas that will help your farm be more successful in terms of what do you grow, how is the help working, you know, all of the things, the pieces, ideas from successful farms as to what they may be growing or how they're doing it. But I think this is an important thing. Over the years, Dr. Eric Scott is with us, who's the Deputy Director of the New York Center for Agricultural Medicine and Health. The idea that the government knows better has been something that's riled up a lot of farmers, because people would come onto the farm, you know it as well as I do, OSHA folks, or even people, I've had folks who've come onto my farm who didn't have any experience in the health and care of a cow, and yet they're telling me what to do. And, you know, it becomes laughable. So sometimes authority is not well respected. And that's probably one of your difficulties as well, is it not, going on to a farm or having a connection, and these farmers that have been doing it for 50 years say, who the heck are you?
Yeah, well, you know, I have to say we're really lucky in that we don't have as much of that, because we are non-regulatory and we are, you know, research-based. We're based at a nonprofit hospital.
We're not from the government, and we're here to help.
Exactly. And sometimes it takes a little convincing, and I think once farmers go through some of our programs or take advantage of our services, they realize, like, wow, they really are here to help. And then we come back and say, well, what else can we do for you? So, you know, we do pride ourselves on that for sure.
All right. So let's talk about the whether you've come up with this. By the way, the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety has a website, necenter.org, which you can check out. I'm on the website right now. Very helpful information for agriculturalists, for forestry people, for the fishermen. This is all part of agriculture, and so it's a place for you to go for consultation. So this rebate for the rollover bars that I'm talking about that are so expensive. And I sometimes I came across somebody not long ago, Dr. Scott, who didn't know what ROPE stood for, rollover protection system. I, you know, everybody refers to it as ropes. So that's what it is. They don't, you know, it's, but it is what it is. So how do we get our money back for the $1,200 we spent for the rollover bar?
Yeah, exactly. So the rebate works that it is a national program, and we've worked really hard to secure funding in different states. So I have to say, you know, we're still in that process right now. So current states with funding include New York, which has quite a bit of funding for this. Pennsylvania has some funding, along with Minnesota, Texas, Iowa, Massachusetts, and Wisconsin. Now, in those states with limited funding, because we're trying to drum up more support for the program, farmers may find themselves calling and being put on a wait list. But essentially, when we have funding, you call in, you talk with the ROPS hotline coordinator, who is a farmer himself and can really advise on, you know, we help look up what roll bars are available for your tractor. And those are certified roll bars. Those are the ones that can be rebate can be applied for. And essentially, we try to make it as easy as possible. You get through an intake form with our hotline coordinator. You can, you know, purchase a roll bar at your local dealer if you'd like. You can install it yourself if you'd like to, or you can have the dealer install it. And the rebate does cover the cost of dealer installation. And you essentially send us a picture of the tractor before and the tractor after, and we cut you a check and mail it to you. So we
this is not something
to make it as easy as possible.
All right. That is very easy. I'm thinking about all the ones that I've already done. Am I out of luck?
Yeah.
I am.
Unfortunately, yes. So, you know what? You're not out of luck because you put them on. So you get a really positive safety thing. And I think for anyone that has done that already, that's a fantastic thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would say give us a call. 1-800-ROPS are for you. And if your state is not part of the program, you can certainly talk to your Farm Bureau or to your local folks to maybe say, hey, this would be a great thing to add to our repertoire.
Hold on a sec. We'll continue another half hour of the American Family Farmer this week, including more conversation with Dr. Erica Scott.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice, it's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Some 15 million people across the Northeast are under wind chill warnings. The air is so bitterly cold it could cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. In Buffalo, where a blizzard killed 40 people late last year, Mayor Byron Brown says the city is preparing.
We are going to be experiencing some of the coldest temperatures that we have seen in 4 years.
The wind chill is said to be as cold as 32 below zero. The National Weather Service is warning of those sub-freezing temperatures.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is urging residents to stay inside as much as possible. For those who have to go out, hat and gloves are essential. The frigid weather is extending around the northeast, with Maine getting the worst of it. About the only upside is that the deep freeze isn't predicted to last long. A thaw could come as early as Sunday night. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
And I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the American Family Farmer, 34 after the hour, this week's American Family Farmer program, sort of focusing in the main on health and safety, something practical. So this is why I like to do this program, because what we have just provided is very practical information on how you can do like I've already done and can't take advantage of it. But if you have, I have tractors, Massey Ferguson 180s. I've got a half a dozen of them from the 1960s and early 70s. I have four or five Massey Ferguson 1100s from the early 70s. I have 1085s from the late 70s. I have, 42 35s. I got three or four of those that were the newest tractors I bought that came out in the 90s. I have one tractor that I bought last year that came with it. Most of the stuff, I think, that were in terms of the newer tractors comes with the rollover protection, does it not?
It does. I believe anything after 1987 had to have a roll bar or a cab, which would also act as that protection.
Right. Okay. So, again, the place to go, you've got a hotline number. Give us that again for you to figure out how to get your reimbursement for the rollover protection system that you put on your tractors.
So the phone number is 1-800-ROPS, R-O-P-S-R, for you. And you can also visit our website, ROPSR4U.org.
All right.
And you can apply online or by calling.
R-O-P-S, the letter R, the number 4, mm-hmm. and the letter U. Now, let's talk about what happens in terms of the advice that you give to people? Do you get invited onto farms? Do you go to farms? How do you, or go to the forest where the forestry workers are, or you go to the dock where the fishermen are? How do you reach out? How do people, I get that they can go to the website, which again is necenter.org, but what happens? Is there an outreach program?
We do have an outreach program. So there's the Northeast Center, as you described, and our other sort of hat that we wear is the New York Center for Agricultural Medicine and Health. And we sort of have three cores here. We have a research core, an occupational health core, and an outreach education core. So we have folks that are on farms practically every single day of the year and providing safety trainings in person or technical assistance, walkthroughs to identify safety hazards. So we have built up over the course of, over 30 years now, a good reputation, especially in New York State and then beyond, that we really are, experts in agricultural health and safety and there to sort of be the extra set of eyes and to help, farmers with health and safety. I mean, they can be masters of so many things, but it's nice to be able to call upon someone and just get that second opinion.
So do you find that people that use your work, do you find there's an age thing to those who are more encouraged to deal with you than not?
I think certainly there's openness in the younger and newer farmers, but at the same time, since we've been established for so long, we've got plenty of generational farmers and farmers that are, in their 50s and 60s and 70s and beyond that have used our services. And I think, again, they talk to their neighbors and, people hear word of mouth that, we're legit and really just there to help. Mm-hmm. So, we serve farmers and farm workers of all types, all across New York and through our partners all throughout the Northeast. And I'll mention, too, that we have sister centers that are funded around the country that do similar research and outreach in other areas. So,
and what would some of those other areas be, just as an example?
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously the Northeast, we're serving the farms here, but there are centers in the Midwest, based in Nebraska, based in Iowa, based in Illinois now, Washington State, California, Florida, Kentucky, and I might have missed Colorado. And that's where the centers may be based, but they also work in the surrounding states. So collectively, through our health and safety mandates and we are really looking at agriculture across the nation. And as you mentioned, not just for farming, as we traditionally think of, but also in forestry and logging and in commercial fishing.
Mm-hmm. So what's the most serious injury that you find? Is there a common injury from the rollovers or from... I forgot to mention that I have a couple of old Farmall tricycle tractors. I won't let just anybody drive a tricycle tractor. I grew up on tricycle tractors. I know the Farmall H's and M's. And, there are a few other international models that I had over the years, but mostly the M's. And they are, if you don't know what you're doing, they're very dangerous, especially you never use one of those tractors on the side hill. There's a lot of common sense involved in it. But because we're confronted, like every other business, with finding help, it's hard to find help. Sometimes the help that you get doesn't speak English particularly well. And so to train somebody in these things or to just educate them, a little of both, I guess they're one and the same, can be a very, it's a daunting task, shall we say. And yet you can't, and you ought not to, make these tractors illegal, because that's not going to fix the problem, because people are going to have them whether they're legal or illegal. How do you make sure that some of the things, I remember a friend of mine rolled over a Farmall, 30, 40 years ago, broke his neck, and his back, he survived. But he was lucky. In that circumstance, are those the biggest kind of problems you have with traumatic injury?
Certainly machinery and tractors are a huge contributor to that. Same would go with other types of farm implements, skid steers, etc. Anything when you have energized moving parts, whether it's a power takeoff shield, power takeoff that's rotating at 540 revolutions per minute. And I think our solution is, there's what is called a hierarchy of control. So, the more that we can either eliminate or remove these hazards is great. And then you move through How do you make administrative changes? How do you substitute something different? And then in the last line of defense, how do you protect the worker, whether it's through personal protective equipment or shielding, for example, like on a power takeoff shield? So we kind of look through the whole options of things where what's the best solution where maybe farmers don't have to think about it, what that solution is. You know, you have so many things to think of in the day. So
yeah, but there's a practical side to knowing instinctively and protecting yourself and your family, because lots of the folks listening to this program are on family farms. So the son and daughter, perhaps the grandson, granddaughter, are working on mm-hmm. the farm. And if they aren't told, I say this to every single person on the farm, it may be that we have an older piece of equipment that doesn't have a shield on it. Never wear loose clothing around the equipment. And maybe there's a practical example. I had a friend who he used to be a baseball player, actually, for the Red Sox, and he had a farm in a town not far from me, and he was under the truck. There was a problem with the dump body working properly. He left the power takeoff shaft running, got underneath the truck, had on a loose-fitting jacket. He was dead in 4 minutes. And so it's so graphic, yet that's the way sometimes to get through to some people. It's, you know, sometimes you just have to hit people over the head with this, literally and figuratively. Dr. Erica Scott is here from the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety. She's Deputy Director. We continue our focus on your health and safety, and where we can cut down the number. The fatality rate is about 23 or 24 deaths per 100,000 farm workers. That's going down, but it's not good enough when you look back to some other times, and then you look at other industries. Farming is the most dangerous industry in the country in reality. Continuing on in a matter of moments, let me remind you about how to take care of yourself. I was talking earlier about losing weight and being healthy that way. We all have to get a good night's rest. So I direct your attention to MyPillow.com, to the product catalog that's there, so you can go through and pick out some things that they have there that are practical solutions to your not getting a good night's rest. Among them, obviously, the namesake of the company, MyPillow. Great bargains right now. You can get queen-size pillows with the promo code DS. Normally $69.98, now $29.98. King size $34.98. What bargains? Bargains galore. I can give you all kinds of examples, but the better thing is to just go in. Look at the slippers that they have. Look at the mattress covers that they have. Look at all of the things that make your rest, which is so important, as something that you'll look forward to. Right now, 40% off on the new My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, a little square there, enter the promo code DS, and while you're there, look at the other things, all the deep discounts you can get with the DS code at MyPillow.com.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitra, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's it's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
We could talk about this all day long. Dr. Erica Scott is here, the Deputy Director of the New York Center for Agricultural Medicine and Health and the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety on the farm and on the water. How is it different? What do you give us a little bit of info on what it's like to talk to fishermen?
It's wonderful to talk to fishermen. I think that was a that was a case where our center, we had to really spend time on the docks and really get to know folks and make partnerships in those communities to be able to come in and get some advice from fishermen on what their biggest issues are in health and safety. And we took that information and went from there. But, you know, the commonalities between farmers and loggers and fishermen are that, you know, incredibly hardworking people that love what they do generally.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had the most wonderful interactions over the decades. And, you know, we're just really so lucky to do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the place to go for info is anycenter.org. What about mental health? We're talking about physical health. What about the mental health and well-being? Suicide rates among farmers are at an all-time high.
Absolutely. You know, in fact, as we speak, colleagues of mine are actually teaching a mental health first aid class specifically tailored for agriculture in our local community. Mm-hmm. So inviting folks to be able to identify the signs of someone that might be struggling. And we also have research that is in this area and looking at ways to tailor mental health solutions for the farming community or the fishing community for that matter. I think there's work going on for commercial fishermen. So, you know, it's definitely a important topic to tackle. And, you know, we're trying to learn new ways of talking to people about it and getting people to open up about it. I think that's also part of the puzzle.
So when you get down to brass tacks here, talking about some of these things we have been addressing, there's a rebate program for ropes. What about life jackets for fishermen or other things that are necessary for the job for farmers, fishermen, et cetera? Is there a program for all of that stuff?
Well, I'll mention first off that we have a personal protective equipment program, which includes PTO shields and really easy to install and maintain PTO shields. And I'll also mention for New York listeners, the John May Farm Safety Fund, which is a cost-sharing safety program that you can get up to $5,000 for safety improvements on your farms. And in terms of life jackets, we've done research on life jackets for lobstermen, and we're in the process of a new five-year project that's looking at expanding that, which will be through rebates likely on the Northeast Coast, as well as colleagues in the Pacific Northwest are looking at this to get easily working life jackets, so meaning that you can do your work in them and wear them while you work for fishermen around the country.
Yeah. Lots of help available. Check out the website, necenter.org. Our thanks to Dr. Erica Scott for pointing a lot of this out to us and giving us a place to go. She's the Deputy Director of the New York Center for Agricultural Medicine and Safety and Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety as well. Some great, important points there, and they can certainly, you can extract a lot more information by going to their website. Dr. Scott, thanks for being here on The American Family Farmer.
Thanks for having me.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
After the hour, this is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. As we get to the end of the month of January and start February, I was talking earlier about farm equipment and how you bring things around to having them ready for April. Maybe even we'll have an early spring to be able to go out in March and start doing what you need to do in the northern climes. I know it seems hard to believe because this week across much of the farm belt, we've had temperatures that were 0, 5 below, 15 below, 17 below. So it's hard to imagine that we could be out of the deep freeze. But listen, stranger things have happened. I was thinking about farm equipment in general and how, because everything has become so expensive, are you sharing some of your machine rigs? There are a number of associations around the country, and this is in Europe as well. Maybe we look at Europe, Sweden, Scandinavia, Germany, the amount of equipment sharing that goes on there. And in Canadian farmers, they're moving to form a number of machinery cooperatives up there as well. So when we look at what we do here, we have very few equipment sharing cohorts. But is that likely to change? There's a there's an outfit called the Letterbox Farm Collective, and then there's the Hawthorne Valley Association, two collective equipment ownership models are available there so that they can try to work around the possible barriers that farmers have to sharing equipment. I know at certain times of the year, I can think of more when corn silage is being chopped, how many people there are, three or four guys that I know around this part of Massachusetts and New England who have these huge 8 and 10 row harvesters, and they hire themselves out, and they can get 100 acres of corn or more done in a few hours, actually, if they have enough trucks to haul the silage back to the farm where they're, I'm looking around at New York and New England mostly because that's where I am, and how these programs can work, how these organizations can work. Pooling resources. When it comes to farm equipment, there are a lot of advantages to doing it. So I mean, this is because this is my time to share my thoughts with you. I'm thinking about how you could do this. All of you getting together, the equipment, obviously, this is more of an informal thing, I think, for most people. I know there's one farm nearby here about a seed cleaner, and then the farmer started lending it out to others, and then there was, you know, there was a little concern because everybody wanted it at once, but they figured it out among themselves. Some farmers had to work at night. Some farmers had to work around the clock. But they the collaborative got together. And this one circumstance, I saw a collaborative that decided to purchase additional equipment, and they did it as a group, which I think is cool. Is there a drawback to this? Yeah, again, it's who's using it and when is it going to be available? Because everybody wants seeders, obviously, at the same time. You want corn choppers at the same time. We want balers at the same time. So it's something to figure out. But some people are actually using there is an approach through the Farm Bureau. I think they, at least here around where I am, the Farm Bureau has the ability to try to put people together. Equipment cooperatives, I'm looking at, let's see, 1, 2, 3, that have been formed, actually a formal corporation, an LLC, which limits the liability of the farmer members and the facilities that are letting this stuff out, if you will. In a sense, I suppose it's like renting equipment. Yeah, it could be considered like you go out and you rent a piece of equipment, like you might rent a truck that you need from Penske for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. This is the same kind of thing, but you're not going to find Penske with a baler or a seeder or a corn chopper. They're not going to do that. So it's up to you to put together a co-op, and you figure out how everybody puts so much money into it, and then they are able to. I think about this is a great idea for where I am. I'm thinking about doing it with a couple of pieces of equipment myself. So anyway, I think the bottom line here is sharing is caring when it comes to farm equipment. Some things you just don't need to own. So maybe you get together with some of your pals and you figure out how to put together a co-op so that you can use the equipment in a collective sense. A suggestion, an idea from the Opine Department. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.